Continuing on the inyan of Kol HaGadol Mechavera Yitzchak Gadol Emenu, we're going to do the Gra first on Mishlei Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, Omar Otzel, the lazy person, says, Ari Bachutz, there's a lion in the street, B'soich Rechoyvois Erotzeach, I will be killed if I go out into the wide places, into the open highways. So, Poshut Pshat, it sounds like this is an excuse that he wants to stay indoors, that he's afraid there's an Ari Bachutz, and he's going to be killed if he goes outdoors. And the Pasuk seems to be one consistent expression. Zok de Gro, Omar Otzel v'goyme, Chutz, and you see here that they're going parallel something we already learned in the past, that there's a difference between Chutz and Rechoyvos. So there are two separate phrases here, according to the Gra. Ari Bachutz is one phrase, and Baruchoy B'soich Rechoyvos Erotzeach is a second phrase. So Memela, this Yisoid, the Yisoid that Pasuk is consistent, Nagoin refuses to accept that. He breaks it up into two parts, and he says, Chutz, because Chutz and Rechoyvos are not the same. So what's the chiluk between Chutz and Rechoyvos? So he says, Chutz u'makom harachok me'ir, v'amar shesham roivet tzva'ari, v'harachoyvos u'makom karov la'ir, v'kmoy shamanu l'mala, v'sham lo yimotze ha'ari. So amar shesham yirotzeach al yedei listim. In other words, the word ritzicha says the going doesn't apply to animals anyhow. Animals are not roitzchim. Animals are hergim. So when it says eirotzeach, it means by a person. Now he says everything stims. Because closer to the city, the lion stays away because he's afraid. You know, I once said that Chazal tell us, the Rambam brings down this Chazal, that the person who is not higia lohoira umayra, the Pasuk refers to him as shu'olim ktanim mechablim kromim, little foxes that will invade and destroy the kerem of Hashem. So these are the little foxes who are lo higia lohoira, and nevertheless they took upon themselves the mantle of hoira inappropriately, and they're moira hoira, even though they don't know enough and they're not mature enough. So that's why they are shu'olim ktanim. But I asked a simple question. If you want to speak in the Pasuk about mechablim kromim, why should it be shu'olim ktanim? Shu'olim ktanim have little teeth. Shu'olim gedolim have big teeth and a much greater capacity. So it should have been shu'olim gedolim mechablim kromim. The Teretz says shu'olim gedolim learned their lesson already. And they know midaplish kichin simkara. But a shu'ol katan is not yet mature and not yet trained. And he doesn't learn that he's going to get mitten bites, or somebody's going to chase after him with a pitchfork. So therefore, they do go, and because they go, they get into the kerem and they make trouble. So the Ari stays away from the mekaymos where people are to be found, where people live. And the mela, the Ari, is going to be bachutz, not berchaymos. So why does it say Eiratzeach? The Teretz says Eiratzeach in any case doesn't have to do with animals. It has to do with listim, with highway bandits, with robbers, that they'll catch him on the highway and they might kill him. So according to the Gra B'Kitzer, these are two completely separate vignettes, two completely separate pictures. Picture number one is the Ari far out in the outskirts of the city, and picture number two is the Reitzeach, who is closer. The inyan ki atzel yosim dvorei she'i efsha loy lasik b'teiris Hashem k'vay she'kosuv atal tzachanosei ki higdil lasais she'meniach, right, es ha'ama oretz u'mizgore b'talmud chacham. We said already before that the Yetzirah's joy and his stock in trade is to find a Talmud Chacham and make him miserable and undermine his Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, undermine his Yira Shamayim. And he doesn't have any real interest in the Am Haaretz, who in any case on his own is doing very well from the Yetzirah's point of view. So therefore, he is Meiniach as Am Haaretz, Umizgore B'Talmud Chacham. K'mo Shekosav, Amolek Yoshev Eretz HaNegev, Aknani Ada Yom V'Ada Yardein. V'yev Shalamid Negdoi. this Amalek, you can't fight him. For who? Sheyesh b'tayra dalet varim v'heiman ne'amarim l'mala. So now, the Goyin is going to merge what he said earlier with what this pasuk is referring to, and very, very, it's just very remarkable. Chachmais b'chutz tarayna b'rachayvais titen kayla b'roish hamiyais tikra b'ir amera tamer. So we already see here four categories of distance from the center of the city, and there are four categories of Torah. And these are neged pardes. Remember, recall what we had in the past. V'heim neged pardes. V'omar, shebachutz u'barachoyvois shom choyna hayetzahara u'mizgore. K'mo shekosuv pam bachutz u'pam berchovos. V'eitzel kolpina. It waits in ambush, in an arva, in every corner, sometimes bachutz, and sometimes berchovos. There are four sections of Torah and four parts to the city. So why does it only mention Chutz and Rechayvais? So he says because two parts of Torah and connect them two parts of the city, the Yetzirah has no Shlita. It's only on the other two. Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. V'negedon heim beis klipois nefesh habahamiyus v'ruach habahami. Avol lemala eina negea klal hara lo yucha lalois v'lachein loy oma ela beis elu. There are four madregas to the neshama of a person, and the nefesh habahamis and the ruach habahami, that's the part, nefesh ruach, neshama chaya. In the nefesh and the ruach, the Yetzahara can have a shlita, because that has a bahamiyus part. The taiva of a person, as I said all the time, is the natural instincts that he's built with, that he's born with. A baby puts everything into his mouth. A baby wants. He wants only for himself. He doesn't care about anybody else. And this is a Yetzirah that keeps going. You know, the cruelty of a seventh grader to his fellow classmates has no comparison to people sitting in a base medrash. Why? It's the same person, just grown up. The Teretz is, and they could be mamish cruel bizen himmel. There was recently a maisa that some girl committed suicide because she was bullied. It's a pilei ployim. It's adich ducha shel nefesh mamish. That's the yetzahara that's built into a person that he has to get rid of with his yetzah toif that comes over time and requires a lot of chinuch and a lot of hadracha and a lot of the seichel ha'elyon. But the Goyin says that no matter what, the yetzahara only has a shlita where there's a bahami aspect. In the higher reaches of the neshama, which is beyond the bahami, the Yetzirah has no shlita whatsoever. Of course, it's very hard for us to plug directly into that at the same time because we are made of basar v'dam. But that's what the Goyin says. And then he says something else. U'mashe kosav, eitzel chutz ari, ve'eitzel rechoyves yeiratzeach. V'pnei sha Yetzirah mizgarim od b'talmidei chachomim haloim dim toras Hashem. Since we're talking about a Yetzirah that's chasing after the Talmud Chacham, Dafka, because he really doesn't have a big Asik with the Am Haaretz who are managing to do the Ra on their own, so Memela, he chases after Talmud Chacham, Ubatayra Yesh Beis Chalokim. And these Chalokim, which he already defined earlier, he repeats again, Chutz Upshat, Udrush Nikra Rechoyvas. Of course, chayara and listim are two figures of speech on the different levels of the Yetzirah. So now the Goyin adds, Kasha Yizgadlu HaTalmid Chochem Batayra, Oz Yivotlu Mikoil, Lekach Yizgoru Behem Ma'oid, Leval Yavol Klal HaTayra. Bezeh She'oma Ari Bachutz Abrachovus Yeratzeach, Shehu Chayaro Avalistim, Sheheim Neged Nefesh Ruach, HaMizgarim Ba'od B'Talmid Chochem, Lo Yuchlu La'amid B'fneim. So very interesting. The Goyin seems here to say that there will be a point where the Talmud Chacham will free himself, will be on such a madrega that he will free himself from this aggression of the Chayara and the Listim, which represents the Yetzer Hara. That the Yetzer Hara can only start at the beginning of the journey of the Talmud Chacham, but Kasha Yizgadla Talmud Chacham Batayra Azi Batlumikom. So this is very remarkable, because Pashtus, we learned in the past that since Kol HaGadol Mechaveru Yitzur Gadol Imenu, it doesn't have an end. In other words, even at the very highest level, there's always a certain Yetzer Hara that is challenging the person. From this gro would be mashma that once a person reaches the highest levels of Torah, the Yetzer Hara finds it difficult to attack. Now, he quoted a pasuk, and I wanted to go to the Gemara, which deals with Kol HaGadol Mechaveru Yitzur Gadol Imenu, which is Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, and go into this inyan a little bit. Also, we want to do today something b'noigeya, the question of whether it's kedai to expose yourself and be oimid b'nisayon and thereby strengthen your willpower against the Yetzer Hara, or to run for your life and avoid the Yetzer Hara's enticements at all costs, and thereby avoid the Yetzer Hara. In other words, do you strengthen yourself or do you stay away? So these are two completely opposite approaches, and we shall soon see. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ves Hatzifoni Archik Me'aleichem, who is this Tzifoni, the one who comes from the north? I will keep away from you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a promise, I'll keep the Tzifoni away from you. So Zot the Gemara is a Yetzer Hara, and Tzifoni comes from the word Tzafun. He's lying in wait. He's lying in ambush. He's hiding behind the next door. Tzafun va'oimed, where is that door? In the heart of a person. Va'oimed b'liba shel Adam. And v'hidachtiv, says the Pasuk, el eretz siyo shmama l'makom she'ein b'nei Adam mitzuyin l'zgariz b'hen. Es panav el ayom ha'kadmoini, Shinasan Ainov Bemikdash Rishin Vahribai, Vaharak Tami the Chachamim Shabai, Visaifal Yama Achin Shinasan Ainov Bemikdash Shani Vahribai, Vaharak Tami the Chachamim Shabai, Vahala Boshai Vatal Tsachanosai, Shemeniach Umasa Oilam, Umizgore Besaineim Shal Yisrael, Kihigdul Asas. So it's a description on this pasuk of the Yetzer Hara, and how he brought about the Churban of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni by enticing the people to do Averis. Gemara describes the Averis of Bayis Rishon. Gemara describes the Averis of Bayis Sheni, including Sinas Chinam. But in any case, it's the Yetzer Hara that's making trouble, and his biggest efforts are not for Umos HaOilam, but Davka for Bnei Yisrael. Zot Abaye. That not only is it Bnei Yisrael, but it's Dafka the Talmidei Chachomim she Bnei Yisrael. Amar Abaye, ube Talmidei Chachomim yoisa mikula. Ki ha da Abaye sh'amei lahu gavra de ka'amar lahi itza. Nakdim v'nezel b'urcha. He said to a woman, let's go and take a walk. Let's go for a spatzir. Let's go for a walk. Rashi, you'll see on the next page, Nakdim v'nezel b'urcha, nashkim b'hashkama kaidim hayoim. B'hashkama kari kadmusa. So in other words, when he said the word nakdim, what does nakdim mean? He should say, let's go out for a walk. He says, no, let's go out kaidim hayoim, in the very wee hours of the morning. Of course, there's nobody on the road at that time. So he says to this woman, let's go for a spatzir in the wee hours of the morning. So what happens? I'm going to follow him and I'm going to keep him from doing an Aveira. Yeah. He went after them and he watched them and followed them so that they shouldn't do anything wrong for three parsa in the agam, in the fields, in the swamps, in the agma. Zogt the Gemara weiter. And they came to a parashas drachim. Rashi says, because they went a certain part of the journey together, but then they had to go their separate ways, because this one went to the right to this city, and the other one, the lady, went to the left to her city. So there was a certain point where they walked together, and Abaye was following them. Kappa Mitfreshim Adode, Rashi says, Shahayu Mishte Ayoros Vigil, the Parashas Drachim Pirish Zelakan, the Zu Lakan. Right? So what happened? Shaminu Abaye heard them say, the Ka'amri, Urchin Rechika, Vitzavsim Besima. Besima from the word Besamin. Right? So Urchin Rechika, Derech Rechika, he ben Shtemekai Maisenu, the EF Shenu Oid Lelech Yachad. Vitzavsim Besima means a wish, wishful thinking. I wish we would be able to go this future distance that we have to Nebuch part, but halavai, we would be able to go this distance together because it would be extremely pleasant. Today this sounds like very archaic. Das heistan aveira. By Abaye, this was mamish hashrek lechazach. You know, this is not his wife you're talking about. So he says, I followed them, and this is what they said. Amar Abaye, E man the sonny Lee have a mutzil ukme nafshe. Says Rashi, E man the sonny Lee im hoyus sonny misyached ima isha, I have a mutzil ukme nafshe milachtoi. And he says, what is the sonny that he's talking about? So, like you say, nishtaf uns gedacht. What does gedacht mean? Thought. It's not thought about ourselves, it means chas v'sholom. We say in Lashon Kodesh, in Aramaic, bar minan. So when we want to say that the Shmokh is going to punish B'nai Yisrael, we say, Sainayim shall Yisrael. We really mean B'nai Yisrael, but we want to say that the Shmokh is going to punish them. So we say he'll punish Sonayim shall Yisrael. Here, when he says Sonai, he means himself. What Abaye was saying was that if I would have been there, I would have been even worse. They just had this little gishbrech. He followed them all this distance, and they didn't do anything. They just walked together. And then when it was time to part, they said this mild thing, which of course is a terrible thing to say. He's not supposed to be with her altogether. Abel, Lamaisa, Abaye says, and if I would be there, I would surely not have been able to prevent myself from doing an Aveira. He means a real Aveira. So what's the pshat? The Teretz is because Rashi says, right? And then the Gemara finishes, and the Gemara says, when Abaye realized that he, in the same predicament, I mean, he noticed the scene, and he saw the woman, and he assessed himself. And he said, if I would be the one, I would definitely have done an Aveira. And when realizing that, he went back and he hung himself on the threshold and he felt miserable and he was really feeling pushed that his life is coming to an end. After all that Torah, after all those mitzvahs, I have to admit that I will succumb to the Yetzirah. V'kem dozayin azazach. And he was mamish depressed. The Gemara tells us that Abaye fell into a terrible chalishus hadas. Vi ken dozayin. So hazal ha'u saba. A tzaddik came along, tonale, and he taught him a yesod. Kol agadol mechaveira yitzva gadol emen. He was Menachem Abaye. And he says, you think that the whole thing is a fraud. You think that all that learning and all that Torah and all those mitzvahs and all that Yirah Shamayim is must be Levatola. How could it be that all of that could go up in smoke because of Ein Shtikl Yetzahara? Zokta Sava, no! Kol HaGadol Mechaveira Yitzah Gadol Emen. Pile Ploy. So you have here a very interesting Gemara. So Abaye was going to protect the others to prevent them from doing an Aveira. But you have Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Reb Chanina, Reb Yonason, have Kaazli Beurcha. They were going on the road. Motu Lahanu Trei Shvili. They came to two alternative paths to reach their destination. They could go this way or they could go that way, and both paths would eventually come to where they were headed. The Shaila is, which path should we take? Motu Lahanu Trei Shvili. Chad Patsi Apischo Davodes Kochovim. The one path led them towards the Avodah Zarah, or towards the temple for the Avodah Zarah. V'chad pasi apischo de bezoinis. And Nebuch, the other one, was also not gishmak, because it led to a Pesach bezoinis. So one of them said to the other, an Eitza, which one should we go? Let us go before the Avodas Kochavim and not before the Beizonis. Because we do not have such a Yetzirah anymore for Avodah Zarah. They say that the Gemara says that they killed the Avodah Zarah. The Nachas Yitzray, the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. There isn't such a Yetzirah to be over Avodah Zarah. Amalei idach nezel apischa de beizaynos v'nekaf yeli Yitzray v'nekabel agra. Lehefech, we should bedafka go with the Yetzirah la pesachatas raivets, where the Yetzirah is puts us on fire, and we will control ourselves, and we will walk past it, and we will be Oymed b'Nisayon, and we will get the schar of being Oymed b'Nisayon. By the way, just Derech Agav, I want to mention something. There's mitzvah saseh, and there's mitzvah loy saseh. Mitzvah saseh, when you do it, you get schar. How do you get schar for loy saseh? My whole life, I didn't eat chazer. The opportunity never presented itself, and I'm not interested in it. But the fact of the matter, and I eat meat, chicken at least, and all my life I will not eat chazer. So when in the Olam HaEmes, do they reward a person for not eating chazer his whole life? What kind of schar is he going to get? Now, what happens if a person is now in a matzav where what is in front of him is chazer? And he has to deprive himself. He has to starve himself, maybe for days. Maybe up to the point of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, you have to eat. But up to the point of pikuach nefesh. So then you get schar because you were oymed b'nisayon. You don't get schar stam because the aveira exists and you didn't encounter it. What kind of schar are you supposed to get? So memela, that's what he was saying. We have now the opportunity of getting schar, of being kovish ayetza, getting schar of not falling in to the averis of lesikru v'legalis erva and all the other averis that are associated with the beis zoynis. Zokt, yeah, kimotu hasam, chazinu lezoynis, iskanu mikamayu. Iskanu is not with a kuf and an aleph, but with a chof and an ayin. It means nichna. Yeah, Zokt Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi. Yeah. Nichnesu mipneihem likubason. The Zoinos always parade their wares outside. They stand right outside. And they have these booths or these little huts that they do whatever they do in there. But when they want to show off, they go outside and they advertise themselves to the people who are walking past them in the street. So when the two Talmidei Chachomim, Reb Chanina, Reb Yonasan, passed by the Beis Zoynos, all of the Zoynos retreated and ran back into their huts. Niskanu mikamai, amale mino loch ha, right? Mino loch ha is not, why did the Zoynos run away? The Zoynos ran away because they couldn't tolerate the Kedusha that they saw. There was an aura of Kedusha, and the Zoynos knew that they have to retreat. But where do you get the idea that you should expose yourself to a nisayon like this to be mekabel schar? Minolocha. Rashi says, Minolocha, the samchas anapshach lemeisei hocha v'lo mistapis miyetzahara, that you were samich on yourself. The Gemara says, lo'olam al yam minodam ba'atzmai, even if he's a zokin muflog, yochanan going god l'shimish v'kuna gdola sh'meinim shonav l'besayf nasa tzeduki. So how do you trust yourself that you should be Oymed b'Nisayon and you expose yourself such a close proximity to the Zoynos? Amalei, it's very interesting, something else. When did he ask him this? After the fact. Why doesn't he ask him before the fact? Vayis says that he trusted that he had a mahalach, but he wants to know, where do you get it from? Amalei mizima tishmor alecha, right? Tavuna tinserecha. Amalei rabbonin l'rova, my mizima. So mezima usually means, it's one word, mezima, and like tavuna, it means chachma, wisdom, thinking. But he learns mi zima, from zima. What zima he? Arayis. Mi zima tishma. The Torah protects you from arayis and znus. Min haznus. Zokta. Zima umetagaminon atzas chatoin, says Rashi, atzas utargum shal zima. Zima is a thought, an Eitzah. And Chatayin Uteisefes HaTargum. Mefarish Eitzah Zu Rahi Shal Chet. Alma De Zima Hainu Lashon Eitzah. The Torah Nikreis Eitzah. Dechsiv Hifli Eitzah Higdil Tushia. Umashma Torah Tishmar Lecha. So the Mezima is the Torah's Tishmar Lecha and Mizima Tishmar Lecha. The Torah, which is Mezima, will protect you from Zima. Yeah. So it says, "V'hachi uksiv hifli etza higdul tushia." V'hachi zima but mi ba'ile. V'hachi ka'ama midvar zima tishmar alecha Torah tzitzarech. Then you have b'kitzer. It's a play on the words in both directions, mizima and minzima. But that is the marker that he has that the Torah is going to protect you. I just want to point out something. If somebody would say the Torah is going to protect you, what does it normally mean? That I'm loaded up with Torah, we sit in the Beis Medrash Yom V'Laila, so now that we're walking on the path, so what's protecting me is the Torah that I've accumulated in the past, for years and decades. Zokt Rashi, take a look at the Rashi, I bolded, it's the last line here. Tishmar alecha Torah, the sefer, the krat, tfuna, tinserecha, mizima, tishmar alecha, mikol dobera, v'hiru chait. V'anu holchim holoich v'daber b'divrei Torah. In other words, Rashi insisted that when he said that the Torah protects him, it's only because b'shas ma'aseh they were learning Torah. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, said a Meir de Gezach. He says it's impossible for a person. There's the nefesh, ruach, nesham, and chaya. At least a person on the level of nefesh and ruach, it's impossible for him when he walks in the street and there are women that are not appropriately dressed, that he should be completely oblivious of them, outs his yetzer tov, you know, that he should think, I'm not going to think about them, I'm not going to look at them. He says the only yetzer is to masiya daita l'divrei Torah. It's very interesting, the Lashon HaRambam, in Isurei Bia, the Rambam says, a meyudik Lashon that I was medayik many, many times. The Rambam says, Chayin Yinoik Lis, the last halacha in Isurei Bia. The very last halacha, it's easy to find. The Chayin Yinoik Lis, the Yisrachik min Aschoiku min Ashichusu mi Dibre Agovin. Love stories, love music. She'elu Goyim Goyim Hei. These are terrible things. The Maila Shalarayis. These are the stepping stones to get to Erva Mamish. You know, this is going to lead you to Arayis. You have to be married. But more than anything else, more than any other eitzah, no matter what you'll avoid, and that the fact that you're married and you have pasta salad, She'ein machsheves arayus miskaberes elo b'leiv ponui min hachochma. The arayus machshava is not going to overcome a person unless his heart is empty of Torah. And then the Rambam could have stopped right there. He made his point. The way to do it is to fill your heart with Torah, to be Isaac and Torah, because when you're Isaac and Torah, the Yetzer Hara has trouble getting to you. But the Rambam did not stop there. The Rambam meyudik ubechochmahu oimer ayeles ahovim biyalas chayin dadeho yirvucha b'chol eis b'havosa tishgetom. Vos is the pasuk. We will learn it be'ezus Hashem. It's in Perek Hay of Mishlei. But what is this pasuk meisich? It says here a remarkable thing. If you have Bachmana Litzlan, you'll forgive me the marshal. A person's walking in the street, and there's a woman there that's nothing to look at. And next to her, there's a woman that's beautiful, objectively beautiful. The whole world falls kayum for her. Who is he going to look at? A normal man, she's not even going to notice the other one. Because she's nothing to look at. She's comely. Zokta Ramba. A person who learns Torah, it's not just that when he's busy with Torah, he doesn't have a mind for anything else. He has the most beautiful woman. Could you imagine? The imagery here is love imagery. Ayel es ahobim, b'yal aschein, an ayola, a gazelle. A gazelle is gorgeous. So the Torah is a gazelle that you're in love with. You know, it's the most graceful animal. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful to look at. It's beautiful to watch the way it gambles through the fields. Ayel es ahobim, yal aschein, yael, the same kind of animal. Dadeo yuvucha b'chaleis, he uses a marshal of a physical attraction. You will be constantly busy with the love for her. So a person's madly in love with the Torah, he can't possibly even dream that there's something else in his life. That's a tremendous madrega. But that's the inyan that the Rambam insists upon, that you have as the ikut tris b'fnei ha'peronis. And the Rambam says the same word earlier also. So b'kitzur, so what does the Gemara in Avodah Zarah imply? That if they're Isaac and Divrei Torah, they will not allow the Yetzer Hara to get to them. And this is what I told you is the makor for this Rambam. The Maharsha asks a kasha. He says that Abaye was traveling, that the Gemara in Sukkah that we learned a few moments ago. And when he came back, he said, "My soine," meaning he meant himself, would never have been able to be Oymid bin Nisayon if he was in this matzav. And here you have that Rabbi Yonasan took himself into the matzav because he was confident that he would be Oymid bin Nisayon. So, what's about the Gemara and this? And what is the old the Saba? What does he answer Abaye to comfort him? So how does it reconcile with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that we just learned? Zokta Maharsha, it's not a kasha. Ein zeh soiser, the Maharsha is in the Chiddush HaGadol in Avodah Zarah. Ein zeh soiser l'masha kosu b'perek chalil, b'perek in Sukkah, da abayav mitztar v'omar alatzma iman d'soni lo yehavalei. So it's a chastira. The hocha ayri b'shar she'oisik b'atayra. Kepirish Rashi mizim atish marlachem b'kol davara. V'hiru chayt v'anu holchim holuch v'davar v'divrei Torah. V'oy d'hosam yachid av. It's a very interesting nezach. A shomer. It's an inyan of a shomer. The Olam suggests that just like there's an Isur of Yichud, there should be an Isur of Yichud when a person approaches the internet, even for business purposes. Pashut, it's like, you shouldn't be alone. So a lot of people who are Eloch HaYidin, if they have to have it, they have it in their kitchen. And they don't. And when people retire for the evening, they unplug the plug, or they put on a lock, or they put on a timer, or whatever it is. But they do not have it available to them unless there are other people. You know, nichnas v'yotze, mamish like by action. Because yichud is a goyrein for a person's never alone. But vice versa, that's not so pleasant. One human being is better than the whole Ribbono Shel Olam, because there's an embarrassment pleasant. And furthermore, there are certain things that you turn on the light, so to speak. It's not the same thing anymore. So the fact that he had a companion, Zok the Mashah, is itself a very big tris b'fnei ha'peronis. Mashah seems to imply that if he would be going by himself, he would not have chosen to be Oymid bin Nisayon, and he would not have chosen the path that goes in front of the Beis Avodah Zarah. Now, in the first teretz of the Mashah, because this is the second teretz, v'oyd to Hasam Yachid. What's the first teretz of the Mashah? He says, because they were Isaac b'divrei Torah, and Abaye was busy watching them and protecting them from doing an Aveira. Very interesting. So maybe Abaye was also thinking in Divrei Torah. So Vais says that that's not possible. You can't think in Divrei Torah on the level of Abaye and be busy watching them. He would have forgotten about them completely. So focusing on them did not allow him to learn Torah at the time. And he became their shomer. And in that matzav, he assessed that he himself would have been, he would not have been able to be Oymed B'nisai. So according to the Gemara and according to the Maskon of the Marsha, a person who is B'shaitai Oysik B'divrei Torah should be able to be Oymed B'nisai. Does that mean that we have to go out and look to be Megara the Yetzer and get Schar? That you have to be, I would suggest, on the Madrega of Rabbi Yonasi and his Chaver. I want to point out something very interesting to you. Everybody knows that Chometz, Sa'or, is a symbol for the Yetzer. And Matzah is the opposite. It's something that lacks the Yetzer. And Orlar Ba'osa Boitkinus HaChometz Lar Aner. As far as right, they boidik the neshama, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, to get rid of the chametz, to see that there's no chametz, lar hane. In this Gemara, Maseches Psachim, there's a very interesting issue. When does Shmira begin? So everybody knows that we are makdeh to have matzah shmur mishas ketzira. What are you shomer from mishas ketzira? Well, while the wheat is still in the ground, it could rain as much as you want. And if I can, it helps it grow. That rain will not make a growing kernel chametz. But once you cut the harvest, and you cut the sheaves, the wheat, and you bundle them into sheaves, and you leave them in the field, so then when rain comes down, it could make it chametz. So Shmira Mishas Ketzira, to put it in a place that's protected and dry. And that is exactly what the Gemara says, that there should be Shmira Mishas Ketzira, because Rava said to his farmers, to his farmhands, make sure when you do Ketzira that you should protect it from the rain. Now, when is the next stage that you have to protect it? Because when you make the flour, of course you're going to keep it dry. I mean, wet flour is useless. The next time is Lisha. You take the flour, and you have to mix it with water. So from the time of Ketzira until Lisha, it's dry. Of course, you have to keep it dry, but you keep it dry because you want to protect it. Now you need that it should come into contact with water, because no water, no matzah. So you have to start your shmir all over again. So again, you do a shmira at Bishas Ketzira, because if you leave it out in the open, it's going to rain, it's going to get wet. And then after that, when you keep it at a dry place, and all the processes that you do are, of course, to avoid water completely, and then you could, in contact with water, you have to start your shmira all over again. The Gemara introduces a new mahalach, a new stage in the process. Something called lesisa, lamed sof yud sof hey. Lesisa. What's lesisa? The sisa is to soften the shell. They put it in water for a very short amount of time. And the Gemara has 3 days of the same mandioma rava. The first day it says that you're not allowed to do the sisa, because it's impossible to protect, it's impossible to watch, and eventually, because of the lesisa, the kernel will become chametz. So you cannot do lesisa. You're going to end up with razaba, like a whole wheat with the kernel. You won't be able to separate the chaff so easily. So you don't have soilus nikia, ishkefel, because the alternative is impossible. What's the alternative? To put in water, thus dominate, because you're not going to be able to protect it from chametz. Also lulsas. Then the Gemara continues and says, no, mutalul says. Rava says, no, you're allowed to do the sisa. Why are you allowed to do the sisa? Change his mind. It's possible to protect it from chimutz. You watch it carefully, and you make sure that it doesn't get involved so much, you take it out of the water soon enough, that it doesn't have a chance to damage it and make it chimutz. The third day it says, mitzvah lil says. Not only is it mutalul says, but you are mechuyev to do the sisa. Why are you mechuyev to do the sisa? So the answer is because you're supposed to have the best kind of flour. No, that's not what the Gemara says. Of course, there has to be a point to the lesisa. The point of the lesisa is because that's one of the processes that a baker wants to make fancy flour goes through. I mean, whoever is preparing it at that stage. But why is it a mitzvah to make matzah shmura to do lesisa? The answer is, even though you can live without it, but it is one of the processes to make it better. Once it's one of the processes that's normal to the preparation of the kernels and the wheat into flour, then that goes under the rubric of Ushmartem es HaMatzos. And the Pasuk insists that you should do all Shmira that you can as a positive thing. So what do you have to do? I didn't have to do Lesisa. I could have lived without Lesisa. Lisha I have to do. You'll never be able to have a matzah unless you mix the flour with the water and knead it into a dough. You'll never have a matzah. But I can live without Lesisa. So why am I mechuyev to stick my head into the mouth of the lion? Why should I do Lesisa? The best shmira is no contact with water. You see here a meir dikazaf. That because the pasuk says ushmartem, there's a day in the Gemara that says that you must do Lesisa because you should not skip over it to protect it from chimutz. Adarabba, you should expose it and prevent the chimutz. Since Arul Abbas Abaykinas HaChomitz is the Yetzahara, this Gemara is a Meiridike Gemara. The Gemara is saying, in those cases where you don't have to, sometimes there's no Breira. Sometimes there's no Breira. I wrote it even one of my Sfarim in a footnote. There's a yeshiva bacher that's going to yeshiva. He stands at the bus stop waiting for the bus to come. That's his aveira. A gate in yeshiva. There's no other answer. You walk, you'll encounter the same thing when you walk 10 times more. And the bus stop is a big poster for a movie. Mayasa ben shaliachta. So what do we want? That they should be born malachim? Sometimes you push it, can't avoid it. But if you could avoid it, let's say, for example, he can get a car ride every time with his father. He has to leave 15 minutes early. So if anyone suggests that he should have to go to the bus stop and be Oymed bin Isayon so that he should control his Yetzirah, of course not. The Gemara has a day that says mitzvah lilsayz. We don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. But there's a day that says milsa lilsayz. Of course, it's just a moshel ba'alma. But that shmira means to engage in a matzav where you conquer the Yetzirah by fighting him and not by running away. Very interesting. The Gemara, the moshel of the Gemara is very interesting. So b'kitzer, this is the shaila of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Kabbal Scha. It's mashma that you have to have at least two. It's mashma that you have to be Bali Madrega, and it's mashma that you have to be talking and learning. If you have those things, maybe there's an Indian to be Kovish the Yetzer Bedavka. I would suggest that the true test of whether anybody is shaykh to such a parsha is to ask if the Zionists will run back into their kuba. If the Zionists run back into the kuba, is a simon, you know, how will you ever know? But you could imagine, you know, you could wonder, you know. The Medrash tells us a maisa about Rabbi Akiva, that some Roman wanted to put him into a nisayon, and he sent him a beautiful Zionist, and when Rabbi Akiva saw them, he vomited. With him, it was ekelhaftik. He pushed vomited. You have to be on a madrig. Now, I wanted to share with you the Chai Odom. You know, he wrote a special vidui that is in all the Machzorim. And the Chai Odom, very interesting. It's the first time I noticed it. I don't know why I didn't notice it before. But the Chai Odom says that it's kedai to say the vidui over again, Shachris Yom Kippur. Interesting. Because it says that you're supposed to mizvada Yom Kippur Arvis, Yom Kippur Shachris, you know, and so on. So he says it's kedai to say it over Shachris also. But he has, in connection to the vidui that he put together, he wrote a hakdama, so to speak. So the Mishneh Brura mentions one line from that hakdama. Sari cha adam likboya loy eis lilmoit sifrei musar b'chol yoyim v'yoyim im ma'at im harbe. ki hagadol mechaveiro yitzra gadol heimenu, v'tavlina yetzahara hu toichachos ma'amare chazal. This is a quotation from the Bechai Adam, which then I bring in full. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, in the very beginning, in the Siman Aleph, Ois Yud Beis, says that every single day, the greater you are, kol hagadol mechaveiro yitzra gadol heimenu, you could be Isaac in the Ktsais and in the Sivas, because this chayodim is myridic. Iker gadol shebiyomim elu means in the time of yomim nayroy. Yelech kol adam lebeis haknesses ubeis hamedrash lishmaya divrei teichachos umusar shedarshim sham. K'mosh amru chazal oyev esateichachos. One of the madregas of the mem ches dvarim shatayra niknes bahem. For ish hasayne teichachos, rochik me'od mehatshuva. People don't like to be criticized. They don't like, in general, to feel bad about themselves. They don't like musa. Everybody wants to feel good about himself. So why should I engage in musa? Musa tells me that there's a lot lacking. There's a lot missing. It sounds negative to me. I'm not interested in it. Zoktel. All these psukim in Mishlei, one after the other. V'ne'amar ayev Musa ayev das v'sayne tochachas var. V'ne'amar Musa ra la'ayzev areach v'sayne tochachas yamus. V'ne'amar ayzen shemas tochachas chayim bekerav chachomim yolim. V'ne'amar la'yav lay tzachayach lay. Right? Chachomim la'yelach. Leitz does not like that people are moichiyachim, so that's why he doesn't go to the chachamim. Bekitzer, he says, "V'roi lo adam shiaga l'satzmi b'kol yemei hashana, shetia rogil befiv b'chol shoa tfilo shespalil David amelech olav hasholim. Hayreini Hashem darkecha, hadricheni b'amitecha, yached levavi liyira shmecha, v'tayer ayoinai v'libi l'avodasecha v'kayotze b'eilu p'sukayira. Muftach loi sheyinotzel mikol chait." Has to have the Shigras Haloshan on his lips constantly, all year long. Upshita, Shehu Chayv Gomur Al Kol Adam She Yilmoit B'chol Yoyim B'Sifrei Ayira Im Ma'at V'Im Harbei Shehu Yoyser Chiyuv Mikol Limudav. You hear what he says? The Chayodom Nukol HaTayra. He says, more important than any limud, than any other limud, whatever it is Musa. And Musa tells you how to be mekayim the Torah. For amnam loy taspik loy hayira levad im einay loy med haTorah. He says, maybe you'll say, if that's the case, let me learn Musa and nothing else. He says, if you had a choice, a person could be either an Am Haaretz, a Yirei Shamayim, or he could be a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Yirei Shamayim. There's no question, there's no doubt that he should rather be the Amoritz. K'may shekosov toif ish rosh haylech betumay me'ikesh svasov. Ratzalayma toif rosh betayra. He doesn't have, he's impoverished because he doesn't have tayra, but haylech betumay. He's a tamim. Miloy me tayra b'lo yira. Shenikreis tayra seirak ikshus peh. L'chein klole shal dover. Ki kol ma sheyuchal odom lasis b'chol zman sheyesh loy p'nai. Lifnais machshavtei v'lum b'toyer b'yoyma b'alayla. B'tnai sheyitia kavonosei lasis v'kayim kol ma sheyilmoid. V'lo yilmoid rak kedei l'kayim mitzvahs limud. He shouldn't learn just for the sake of learning. Ki im lilmoid b'lasis. Oz tia tayrosa yitzuga. So up to this point, we have that kol hagadol mechaveiro yitzra gadol heimenu. It seems that the Goyim promises us, nevertheless, that at a certain point and at a certain level, the Yetzer Hara decides that he's had enough and he can't touch the person anymore. It's very remarkable. Even the Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro Yitzra Gadol Heimenu. Where that point is far beyond where we are, unfortunately, so we always have to worry that the Eitz HaRa is attempting to do us in. The last thing that I wanted to mention today is the pre-tzaddik of Reb Tzadik HaKayim. The very beautiful shtickle. I think we have 5 more minutes. I'd like to do it with you. We all know that the Aron that Bezalel made was really made of 3 consecutive boxes. And those boxes were 2 of gold on the immediate inside and on the outside. But in the center was a box of wood. Atzei Shittim. Hara Eim Hevi Shetomo Harav Avram Ben Azariah What do you need the eights in between? What is the symbolism of the eights that's in between? I might add that this is the substance of many Rabbanim's drushes and people at Sheva Brachos and that Shabbos and Parshas, you know, whatever. The Shar Kalim Ukrashim Shayu Shal Eitz Hayurak Mitsupim Zahav. Even things that were made of apes and were covered with zahav, the outside was covered with zahav, but not the inside as well. So once you have that there's outside zahav and inside zahav, you might as well make it zahav. Gemara, what is the point of having the apes in between? Ma she'enkin oren she'oren zahav l'chad man da'omar ovyei tefach loma nitzrach la'etz. He asks the question even more. He says, tzipui is very thin, but here there was real gold. So what's the point of having the eights all together? Acha inyan de isa b'mizbeach shenasim atzei shitim diavo atzei shitim yechapru al shtusam. Will be gemara ma'ilosh and shitim shenis asku b'divrei shtus. V'ainik moshe amru ein adam over aveira elim kein nichnas b'iruach shtus shenema ki sista ishtar. The inyan hataivu hu be'emes shtus v'tipshus shudava mos shamru right isha. Chemos mole. The Gemara's lashon in Masechah Shabbos is very harsh. The Gemara says that if you really think about it, isha chemos mole tsoya upiha her opening mole dam, and nevertheless says the Gemara v'hakol rotzim acharel. In other words, the imagery of beauty does not take into account her own biology, which is not so ayayay. I remember as if I saw it yesterday. I was a little boy, and we were in Gouverneur Hospital. And Gouverneur Hospital, there was a doctor's station, a nurse's station there, like a desk, a reception desk. And on the reception desk, there were 2 little plastic statuettes, one next to the other, part like twins. And one was a beautiful nurse, and the other one was the same nurse, a skeleton. Was a Meiridika Musa Sefer. I'm telling you, Sot Meganumen. It really did something for me. It said to me, Gibakuk was Likdot Nafanemis. It's like, you know, Yaski Yoy Mamisa, but the Amis are Yaski Yoy Mamisa. So the Gemara says exactly this point, but even more so. She's full of schmutz. I mean, you know, it's a Chemos Mole Tzoya, Upiya Mole Da, Vako Rotzimachare. That's the reference that he's making here. Nitav and the choite is making himself that zuhama, he's making himself contaminated bishvil mili tavosay rega echod umavsi toiv oilam abod ve'en shtuz v'tipshus godol mizeh u'bishitim kilkalu b'maisi pa'ar. So that aveira, which is the most meshukat stika aveira, how could it be when you realize the consequences of what you're giving up and what you're losing? And for what? V'za'inyan aron atzei shitim. Shemarameis neged yetzer hara d'taiva. She'amru. And he quotes the same Gemara of Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro. Masech ha'sukah nun beiz amir alef. Shemizgore b'talmidei chachomim yoysem mikulam. Ki Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro yisagad lamen. So he says the Talmud Chacham who learns Torah, the Aron represents by the wood that's in the center, on the 2 sides is gold and in the center is wood. The wood represents the Nichnas by Ruach Shtus, the Yetzahara that attacks Bedavka, the Torah, meaning the Talmidei Chacham. Achen, Kvar Amarnu, the Yetzer Hainu Cheshek. So now the Reb Tzadok HaKohen is going to go into an analysis. Why is it taka that we have such a nisayon? And why is Godlam Chaver Yitzhak Godlam Menor? What's it for? So he says that basically Yetzer is Cheshek. Taiva comes from a higher source, and it divides into two sections, if you will. The Koyach HaBahami, the expression of that taiva is for women, that taiva is for covet, that taiva is for mammon. They tell a story, my Zayda, Zichron Levracha, the host of Kalashina Rebbe used to tell a story that they said in Kotsk, that there was a Yid that was on the threshold of the Olam HaEmes. He was a Geisus. And in the middle, everybody's gathered round. He asks one of his Einiklach to bring him his Beitel. They think he wants to give Selah Zulit Tzedakah, you know, whatever. Give me my money patch, my money bag. So he brings it over to him. He opens it up, very slowly opens it up, starts taking out a coin, fingers it, puts it back, takes out another coin. Then he says to him, look, Nemesavek. So then he looks at the Olam. My Zayda was a tremendous actor. He says, Ihr wilt wissen, was ich hab da getan? Ihr gewollt wissen, ob ich lebe noch aus. I want to know if I'm still alive. As a chob a taiva fa geld, is a simen as a chleb noch. If fondling the money means something to him, it's a simen that he wants to know if he's still alive. This was a Kotzke, you know, Litzanus, which was, of course, you know, always a Musa story. So Bekitza, the Kotzke used to have all these incredible stories. There's Meisa that he told me also that there was a certain need that was penniless, mamish, and his wife was screaming at him, Yoyma Valayla, Kolu Kola Kitzim, and now Zitzton Lanta Beis Medesh Meis Leis. Finally, she says, I've had it. You have to do something about this. He said, what should I do? He says, why do I know? You have a Rebbe, go to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, the Kotzke Rebbe says to him, he says, you know, your wife is right. Medafep is tall. So every day from then on, he would walk from the Beis Medrash to where he was, from the shul to where he was learning. And it happened to cross the path of the house of the biggest gvir in Kotzke. So he'd knock on the window and then he'd go right there. So the gvir used to come to the window, there's nobody there. But this was a routine, you know, 8 o'clock sharp, every morning there was a knock on the window. So the gvir finally had, you know, he waits 5 minutes to 8 and he chaps him. So he says, what are you doing? So he tells him the whole story. So he says, why don't you wait till I come to the window? He says, Dostaf menechet tov. This was Kotzk. Bitochen is bitochen, but afep is ton. So I did. What do you want from me now? But this was Kotzk. So Kotzk had this meisa, I want to see if I'm still alive. He says, that's cheshek. And without cheshek, you cannot learn Torah. Because, and that fits so beautifully with the Rambam that we learned before. Ayelas ahovim v'yalas chen da'adefa yivucha ba'avosa tishge tamit. Zokter. Ochen kvar amarnu d'yetza haynu cheshek moshenem al yetza machshev es levav amecha. The posuk in Divrei Yomim that we say every single day in a volatzi and goyo, right? Hashem lekev lam Yisrael avosenu zocha zois loylam liyeitzer machshavos shomer zois loylam. I mean liyeitzer machshavos levav amecha v'hachim levav amecha liyeitzer machshavos levav amecha. The yeitzer is cheshek. Hashem yizbarach boras adam biyeitzer she shuka by inyan chemda. That desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person can be to yearn and to desire for Torah and mitzvahs and Yer Shemayim. Or lehafach chas v'shalom. Ubamabul shekilkulu kosu v'chol yetzer machshav eslibay rak rak kol hayoyim. What's the pshat of the pasuk, the way he's explaining it? The yetzer, which should have been letoiv, is rak rak. They made a left turn and they stayed in that direction. Shechnisa acheshu achem derak l'ral inyan taiva. The Shorshak Klippis Haim, the Shmuel of Esav, Kmashikos of Arizal, Shemhem, the staff of Shloshim Machamish, Miamino Shloshim Machamish Mismola, or Klippa Yishmoel, who the type of Achem the Zoro, Klippas Esav, the Ritzich of a Kas, the Akshav Nitzrach Oid, Bikdusha, Inyana Kas, Lemechias Hamolek, Verugs of the Rabbonon. Even Kas is necessary. You can't be Mecha Hamolek if you have Rachmanus. You have to have that Kas of Kedusha and Rugs of the Rabbonon.
The taiva
Isa b'zayah kodesh shalay yisbat l'gamri. He says, "Amayri dikadaher api kabbalah." He says there are two kinds of yitzharah. There's a yitzharah of kas and ritzicha, and there's a yitzharah of taiva. The yitzharah of kas and ritzicha is attributed to Esav, and that's going to be bat l'gamri lasid lovely. But the yitzharah of taiva is not going to be bat l'gamri, and that's called the yitzharah, the klipa of Yishmael. Shalay yisbat l'gamri, right? So he says that the Yetzahara of Torah requires a Yetzahara of Taiva. I mean, the learning of Torah requires the Yetzahara of Taiva. And that's what it says. I'm just going fast because we don't have time. In Pogah B'chom Nuvul Zemash Cheyu LeBeis HaMedrash, he learns that if the Yetzahara chaps you, what are you supposed to do? Drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. Use that Taiva for learning. It's Mamish the Rambam that I told you. And then it says here, he says, since it all comes from the inyan of taiva, so if a person is greater in Torah and in mitzvahs and yiras shamayim, that means he's using his koyach taiva. So memela the yitzra is godol himenu as well. So his point was, he gets to the gold a little bit later on the bottom. His point was that the Eitz has a remez because only Atzei Shittim has the symbolism that the same koyach can go in both directions. You want? It's Shittim, it's Nus, it's Nichnas by Ruach Shtos. You want? It's the highest level of learning Torah. Thus is Merumas Eitz Chayim He. That's Merumas in the Atzei Shittim. And then on the bottom it says, "O lasit ksiv u'mayim beis Hashem yotza v'ishkos nachal Shittim." It says a beautiful remez from the fact that the Yoel speaks about nachal Shittim. The nachal Shittim amru shdels nus haya da mayin goram l'maisa hashdusim u'lasit kashi yislabim ayitzahar of the taiva v'yushar sheyiyek moishen nivra liyos chamidoy da araisa. When that klipa will be transformed, the cheshek will still be there, but now it will be a cheshek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei Aroni Shel Zov, he finishes. Roimzim L'Talmud Chochem Shia Toichai Kebaroi. Kama She'amru B'Gemara Shal Yidei Shasa B'Torah B'Lev Shalim B'Toichai Kebaroi. That is inside and outside should be the same. Shereitzel is dabik b'dushasa yizbarach al yedei kein yuchel izgabel yetzer lachnis l'kushu shakadosh baruch hu oizre. Says the Talmud Chacham was consistent. Who, you know, outside the Talmud Chacham looks like a ganz tzaddik. If inside is the same, then he has the koyach that, and the inside is gold, just like the outside is gold, then he can transform the atzei shittim of shtus into the atzei shittim of taiva for taira. That's what he says. You know the famous word of the Satmar Rav. The Satmar Rav came to America, and he was used to everybody being dressed as Evi Medav, and other people were just simply not Yirei Shamayim, to say the least. And he met a yeshiva bacher who was an American, and he was wearing a yarmulke, and he was dressed in a baseball, you know, outfit or something, you know, baseball jacket. And he started talking to him. He says, "He's a gvaldik and tzaddik and Yirei Shamayim, and he's full of Torah." And he says, they used to say, "Halavai the Talmud Chacham should be Toichai Kebara. His inside should be like his outside." In America, you have to say that his outside should be like his inside. That Bara is Ketoichai. All right, Bezos Hashem, next.